are doing this, okay, hindi para magpasikat, okay, pero for us to invite more people here in this place for them to know who God is in their lives. Okay? So, last week we talked about teenage dreams. Sino ba rito nandito ko last week? Sabi, natutunan natin last week is there is no other answer to our dreams except Jesus. Di ba? Naniniwala ba kayo doon? Yeah. Lahat ng dreams mo, si Jesus lang yung sagot. Okay, this week, of course, we all know from the special number, meron tayong topic which is Born This Way. Okay? If you don't know, Born This Way was sang, okay, by Lady Gaga, or ang totoo niyang pangalan ay Stephanie Joan Angelina Germanotta. Okay? Or in short, Lady Gaga, she's just 26 years old. Can you imagine at her very young age, she's now considered the 7th most powerful woman in the world. Can you imagine that? And why did it happen? Ilang singles pa lang yung nilalabas niya. Actually, Born This Way was the 7th of her singles na sumikat. And 7 out of ilang albums pa lang, 3, kumbaga, she's really considered as one of the most powerful women because of the money as well that she is getting. That is why powerful siya. And yung Born This Way, okay, kung makikita nyo, yung, kung mababasa nyo, sino ba dito alam nyo yung song na Born This Way? Yeah. So, if you're familiar with the lyrics, okay, pag binasa mo yung lyrics, kung hindi ka masyadong aware, you know what? If you're not that careful, you will let your life be influenced by that lyrics. And kapag binasa mo siya, may mga things na somehow, yun yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Yun yung mga pwede nating improve at babaguhin natin. Okay ba yun? And you know, sabi nila, ang Born This Way daw na song, it is considered a gay song. Okay? Pag binasa mo yung lyrics, you will even find words there like lesbians, bisexuals, and gays. Kasi before, si Lady Gaga, when she was not that famous, yung mga lesbians and gays, yun yung mga sumusuport sa kanya. That is why this song is somehow dedicated to those group of people. Okay, sa mga lesbians, or they call, yung sinasabi nila na third sex. Okay? So, pag-usapan natin kung ano yung ano, kung ano yung mga lyrics. Okay? Kung ano yung ibig sabihin niya. You know, as I was reading the lyrics, I realized na hindi siya gay song, but it is actually yung puso, yung ano ba yung nasa puso ng isang tao. When you read the lyrics, you will actually read what is in a man's heart. Kaya pag-uusapan natin, the first up is yung sinabi ni Lady Gaga, there ain't no other way, I was born this way. Sa Tagalog, wala na talaga. Ito na talaga ako. Okay? Meron ba sa inyo rito na sabi mo na minsan sa sarili mo na wala na magagawa, ito na talaga ako eh. Kung ano pa man ng gusto mo mangyari, ito na yon. Take it or leave it. What you see is what you're gonna get. Ito na yon. Okay? Wala nang ibubuti pa yung buhay ko. Ito na yon. You know what? Naniniwala ba kayo kung ano ka ngayon? Yun na yung forever ka magiging ikaw? Siyempre, hindi, you know, growing up, lumaki po ako sa isang family na hindi ako close sa tatay ko. And because of that, medyo naging ma-pride ako. Okay, sino pa sa inyo rito ma-pride ka minsan? Yun. Hindi mo alam sabihin yung word na sorry. Yung pang nag-sorry ka, sorry, tas tatakbo ka kasi nahihiya ka. Diba? Meron akong naging friend dati, nag-away kami, ako pa yung may kasalanan, for 1 year, hindi ko siya pinansin. After 1 year, siya pa yung nag-sorry kahit ako yung mali. That's how prideful I was. Okay, not just that, okay, I was so bitter and angry because hindi kami okay ng tatay ko, it resulted na ako maging ma-pride, bitter, at the same time, laging galit. Okay, and it also resulted, kapit-kapit na siya eh. Pag nagsasalita ako, maraming tao yung nasasaktan because of the way I talk. Kasi masakit ako magsalita. Meron bang ganun dito? Huwag mo nang itaas yung kamay mo. Pag nagsalita ka, parang, kumbaga, kung makakapatay lang yung words, mapatay na lahat ng kausap mo. Now, I remember when I was in high school, Meron time na nabagbintangan ako ng ongopya. Di ba masakit yun? Hindi nila alam, nag-review ka, pero feeling nila na ongopya ka. So sabi ng teacher, amin na yung papel mo. Sabi ko, bakit? Third year high school yun, ha? Sabi ng teacher, give me your paper. And why? Kasi in English niya, in English ko din. Di ba? For the last time, give me your paper. Sabi ng teacher, eh bakit nga eh? Sabi niya, sabi ko, lumapit siya sa akin. Tapos sabi niya, ikaw bastos ka talaga. Sabi ng teacher sa akin, tinuturo niya may stick siya eh. Tapos tumayo ko, ginanong ko yung stick. Tumapon yung stick. Sabi ko, ikaw ah. Sabi ko, hindi mo ako pinapalamon. Sabi ko sa teacher ko, ba't kayo pumapalakpak? Mali yun. Huwag na huwag mong gagawin yun sa teacher mo. Okay? Those things that I said, yun yung dating ako. And siguro kung sinabi ko lang sa sarili ko na, ito na talaga, I was born this way, hindi na ako kayang baguhin ni Lord. Pero you know what? I'm thankful na kung ano man yung dati, iba na ngayon. Kasi God changed me. And you know what? Ganun din ang gagawin sa inyo ni Lord. Naniniwala ka ba doon? Babaguhin ka ni Lord kahit may problema ka pa. Sino sa inyo rito minsan sinasagot mo yung nanay mo? Diba? Kasi nagtatanong, diba? Pero sinasagot mo yung nanay mo ng pabastos. Diba? O ikaw na kayong umuwi ng late, ikaw pa yung galit. Bakit? Sinabi ko ba mag-antay ka, inay? Sinabi ko ba antayin mo akong kumain? E di kumain ka! Ako ba may dala ng kaldero? Nasa akin ba yung mga plato at kutsara? Kumain ka mag-isa mo! May FNY eh! Alam naman, pag-Friday, late akong umuwi. Tatanong ka pa. Ginaganon mo yung nanay mo. I hope. It's funny, but you don't do that. Maybe you have a problem with your studies. Bula bata ka, okay, pag pinapakita mo yung card mo sa nanay mo, yung nanay mo lagi nasasaktan. Aray, anak. Puro palakol yung grades mo. Ang sakit. Sino sa inyo rito naniniwala ka na kahit mababa pa yung grades mo, kayang baguhin niya ni Lord? Yeah! Hindi mo naman sasabihin sa nanay mo, anak, ang baba na naman ng grade mo. Nay, I was born this way. Can't you see? Can't you see the pattern? Bata pa lang ako hanggang ngayon. Ito na yung grades ko. Ano ko ba, Nay? Masanay ka na. I was born this way, Nay. Okay, maybe some of you, hindi lang studies, pero yung emotions mo yung problema mo. For the women here, okay, yung mga babae natin dito, maybe all your life, feeling mo, you were born na hindi ka maganda. Walang nagsabi sa'yo. Okay? Yung tatay mo minsan, mismo, never sinabi na you are beautiful. And maybe for some of you are laughing, but you are that person. Ikaw mismo yung tao na yon. You're always looking for that security, for that assurance na maganda ka, may magsabi man lang sa'yo. Kaya may isang lumapit lang na lalaki sa'yo, feeling mo maubusan ka na, so ginrab mo ni opportunity. Isang linggo ka palang nililigawan, pumayag ka na, PBB teens. Diba? Hindi mo iniisip na you know what? Prinsesa ka sa mata ni Lord. At kung prinsesa ka sa mata ni Lord, bibigyan niya kanya ng prinsipe. Pero dapat maintindihan mo muna that you're not born that way, but God sees you in a different way. For the men here, tawa ka ng tawa, lakas mo tumawa. Maybe you were born feeling mo na lagi ka nalang talunan. Kaya ang ginagawa mo, you're trying to show up. Okay, nagbibisyo ka. Kung makabuga ka, diba? Pare, yosi tayo. Diba? Kung maglakad ka, kala mo may pigsa ka, no? Para lang masabi na siga ka. You're trying to cover up kung ano yung talagang ikaw. Diba? Kahit sa pag-worship mo dito, 90 degrees. Okay, para masabi lang na talagang lalaking-lalaki ka. Diba? Kabi-kabilaan ng babae mo. You're trying to cover up your real self. Kung sino ka talaga. Feeling mo kasi yung kapinanganak eh. Kaya kinukover mo. Even with the way you talk. Diba? Kada isang sentence, tut, may mura. Diba? Pare, tut naman, no? Pare, sarap ng pagkain, tut. Diba? Lahat na lang. Pare, good morning, dude. Lahat. Pati sa Twitter mo, puro dude, di ba? Lahat na. You're trying to cover up your real self because you're afraid na malaman nila na, or you're afraid na personally, iniisip mo, ito na talaga kasi ako eh. Hindi na ako kayang baguhin ni Lord. Ito na yung pagkatao ko. For some of you, you've been walking with God. You've been attending here. And even as you attend here, pag umuwi ka ng bahay, may problema ka pa rin sa lust problems mo. Pag mag-isa ka na lang, pag mag-isa ka sa tapat ng computer, yung mga binivisit mo sa sites, Pag Friday, kung maka-worship ka, di ba? Kung makatalong ka, talagang may hang time pa sa air. 3 seconds. Di ba? Pero pag umuwi ka, 1 hour ka nag-i-internet at kung ano-ano pinapanood mo. Di ba? And you're saying, ang hirap eh. Ang hirap kasi I was born this way. Ang hirap kasi, paano ko magsisay no sa temptation? Paano ang gaganda ng mga babae sa paligid namin? How can I say no? Sino sa inyo rito, you're a man, and alam mo na mahirap labanan ng temptation. Yan. You know what? The Word of God says there is a way out. Kung feeling mo you're born that way, defeated ka forever, you know what? Hindi yan yung gustong sabihin sa inyo, Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says here, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. In short, kung natetempt ka, lahat po tayo natetempt. Hindi ka special. Oh, tinetempt ako, special siguro ako. Lahat po tayo natetempt. Huwag ka na magulat. Okay? And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Bibigyan ka ni Lord ng way out. Kung forever ka nalang nagpo-fall, gone are the days, you know what? God will provide a way out. So you will never be forever defeated. Kasi God called you or who wants you to know that you are a conqueror. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, it says here, no, in all these things, kahit ano pa yung nagawa mo, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. In short, kung ang conqueror matindi na, mas matindi ka pa doon. That's how God wants you to see yourself. Kaya kung sinasabi mo, ito na talaga ako, born this way, you're trying to tell God, Lord, hindi mo ko kayang baguhin. Every time you tell yourself, ito na talaga, sa ibang tao, ito na talaga, sinasabi mo kay Lord, Lord, hanggang dyan ka na lang. Hindi mo ko kayang baguhin. Sa tingin mo ba, kaya kang baguhin ni Lord?
Yes.
So hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, I'm born this way. Pangalawa, I am beautiful in my way because God makes no mistakes. In short, we're trying to justify sometimes. Ito kasi talaga, ito ako eh. Ano magagawa mo? Diba? Like may mga iba sa atin, diba? Wala naman sana, pero mukha lang akong lalaki, pero babae talaga ako sa loob. Pakis pare. Diba? Hindi ka pa rin convinced hanggang ngayon. Nakin-create ka lalaki ni Lord. Kung hindi ka convinced, pumunta ka ng CR. Tignan mo yan. Kung ano yan, yun ka. Huwag ka na magulat. Okay? I am beautiful in my way because God makes no mistakes. Dinamay mo pa si Lord. Eh, ginawa ko ni Lord na ganito eh. Ito na talaga yun. Hindi ko contradict ni Lord yung word niya. Sabi sa Psalm 139, verse 13 to 14, for you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You know what? Nung ginagawa ka ni Lord, He took time. Hindi siya nagkamali. He made no mistake, yes. Pero you cannot justify na kung anong meron ka ngayon, yun ka na forever kasi ginawa ka ni Lord na ganyan. Know what? Si God, ginawa kang okay. But tayo lang yung may problema. Sometimes we're living a life that God did not call us to live. A story, there was this a farmer, merong isang magsasaka, sorry. May isang farmer, he went to the forest and then he saw an eagle. So may nakita siyang eagle. Sino ba sa inyo ito alam niyo yung eagle? Alam niyo ba yun? Okay. So may eagle, nakita niya. Eh, wala namang kasama yung eagle, kinuha niya. Pauwi ng bahay, dinala niya sa farm. Okay? Tapos, since wala naman siyang kulungan ng mga eagle, sinama niya sa kulungan ng mga chicken. Eh, yung mga chicken, okay, of course, we all know that eagles and chicken are different, right? So, lumalaki itong eagle, the way the chicken would eat, ganun din siya kumain. The way the chicken would walk, ganun din siya maglakad. The way the chicken would move around, ganun din siya. Kasi all his life, the eagle thought, chicken siya. All his life, akala niya, parang magkaiba kami ng itsura ha. Pero chicken ako, I'm convinced. Kasi I grew up like this. Ito na talaga ako. Some of us here in this place, God called you to be an eagle, but you're living like a chicken. Some of us, you're trying to justify, ito talaga eh. Ito na talaga yung buhay ko eh. Ito na talaga, wala nang magagawa. Pero alam mo, calling sa'yo ni Lord, is maging eagle. You know what an eagle is? An eagle could even fly higher than a storm. Kung ito yung bagyo, ito yung eagle. That's how powerful an eagle is. And you know what? God made you powerful. God made you great. You have to understand that. That's why you have to stop living in the life of sin. Kung nabubuhay ka pa rin sa kasalanan ngayon, tigilan mo na yan. Hindi yan yung will ni Lord para sa'yo. Kung hanggang ngayon nabubuhay ka pa rin sa kasinungalingan, hindi yan yung will ni Lord para sa'yo. God wants you to experience in full kung ano yung will ni Lord sa'yo. Eh gusto ko to eh, freedom. Freedom talaga yung pangarap ko sa buhay ko, ito na yun. I'm living a life of freedom. Pero alam niyo ba, if you're living not in the will of God, you're living as a slave. Kahit feeling mo, nagagawa mo lahat. Free ka. Forever, every day you're doing what you want. But you're not doing the will of God. You're not free. In reality, you are a slave. And alam nyo ba, hindi yun yung will ni Lord sa'yo? God's will for you is to experience yung fullness ng love niya sa buhay mo. Is to experience yung pagmamahal ni Lord sa'yo so that you could also love other people. Okay ba? Andiyan pa ba kayo? Last part of the lyrics that I want to focus on is yung sinabi niya na love yourself and you're set. In short, mahalin mo yung sarili mo and then okay ka na. Nakarinig na ba kayo ng ganong advice? Kailangan matuto mong mahalin yung sarili mo. Kasi pag mahal mo yung sarili mo, o kung hindi mo mahal yung sarili mo, sino pang magmamahal sa'yo? Kaya mahalin mo yung sarili mo. Diba? Paano ba yun? Okay? Kunwari, ganun ba ibig sabihin? Pag gising mo sa umaga, tapos kumarap ka sa salamin, grabe, I love you talaga. You're so pogi, ha? Pag dumadaan ka sa may mga kotse, umaga nung ganun ka pa, ang pogi mo talaga, I love you so much. Kung pwede mong kurutin yung sarili mo sa salamin, diba? I love you so much. Ganun ba yun? Pag sinabi mong love yourself, for us, we don't know that selfishness is also loving yourself. How do we become selfish? How do we become living for our own self? Minsan natatawa tayo, hindi ako ganyan, pero you know what? Every time you cheat, you're living a selfish life. Pag nangongopya ka sa school, ako ba yun? Naku, nakikita ba niya ako sa classroom ko? Ba't niya alam na nangongopya ako? Pagpasok mo sa classroom, oh, cheat me, tabi tayo, ha? Oh, class, cheating arrangement. Tabi-tabi tayo. Diba? Every time you cheat, you're being selfish. Why? Because you're only thinking of yourself. Paano ka makakakuha ng mataas? Paano mo ka magiging maganda yung image mo sa magulang mo? Paano ka magiging maganda yung image mo sa professor mo? Puro ikaw, ikaw, ikaw. Iniisip mo ba, kunwari engineering student ka dito? Tapos civil engineer ka, nangopya ka all throughout ng college, pati board exam, hindi mo, pinatos mo pa rin, kumopya ka pa rin. Gumawa ka ng building, eh nangopya ka lang, so marami kang hindi natutunan. Tapos yung gumuho yung building, ang daming namatay. Ikaw may kasalanan nun. So whenever you cheat, remember, it's not just for you, but also for other people. Nadadamay sila. Kunwari, doktor ka, can you imagine? May magpapa-opera, hindi mo alam kung paano kasi nangopya ka lang. Kung nurse ka, magpapaanak ka, hindi mo alam. Whenever you cheat, you're loving yourself. You're loving yourself and you're being selfish. Not just that, but when you're lying, pag nagsisinungaling ka, you're also being selfish. Why? Kasi iniisip mo how you could be good in that person's eyes kahit na yung relationship nyo na yung at stake. Kahit na nilaloko mo na siya, okay lang sa'yo basta sa mata niya, okay ka. Para sa mata niya, mabait ka pa rin pero hindi lang niya alam, nagsisinungaling ka pala. When you're lying, you're being selfish, hindi mo iniisip yung emotions ng magiging yung kaibigan mo. Kasi nilaloko mo siya eh. That is why, ano ba talaga yung calling ni God para sa atin? Our call ba is yung sinabi ni Lady Gaga na love yourself? You know, I'd like to read in Luke chapter 10, 20, verse 27. Ito yung gusto ni God na gawin nating lahat. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself. Sabi dyan ni Lord, mahalin mo si Lord. And mahalin mo yung mga kakilala mo, kaklase mo, kapitbahay mo, as yourself. Hindi lang nilagay ni Lord dyan, love yourself. Okay na. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, everything that is in you. Paano mo maminamahal si Lord with all yourself? Pag nasa classroom ka, napipleased mo ba si Lord? Whenever you take an exam, are you pleasing God? When you talk to your parents, are you pleasing God? When you're in front of the computer, are you pleasing God? When you're with your friends, ikaw ba yung influence o ikaw pa yung pasimuno ng mga kalokohan sa classroom nyo? Are you pleasing God? Are you loving God? And are you doing something for the other people to also know God? Sino sa inyo rito nag-enjoy ka sa FNY? At babalik ka ulit next week. Sino sa inyo rito, may mga kakilala ka na wala pa dito, pero nai-imagine mo na na kailangan nilang pumunta rito para marinig din yung mga sinasabi natin dito. Feeling mo kailangan nila si Lord. Hindi ka lang nabuhay para mahalin yung sarili mo. To love God, and as God loves you in return, you will be able to love other people. Bakit gusto ni Lord na maging ganon? Kasi alam mo ba, si God mismo, He Himself, He did that. Si God mismo, He lived not in selfishness, but He lived in selflessness. Bakit? Paano nangyari yun? Si God, siyempre, God siya, nasan dapat siya? Nasa? Nasa heaven. So kung God ka, dapat nasa heaven ka, bakit pa niya kailangan bumaba sa earth and be like a man like us and live like a man like us and eventually, dahil sa sobrang pagmamahal ni God sa'yo, namatay siya, not because of his sins, but because of our sins, so that we will all be forgiven, so that we will all be with God in heaven one day. Ganun ka kamahal ni Lord. Can you imagine kung selfish si Lord? Bahala kay dyan. Mag-sin ka, sige, sa hell ka mapunta pag namatay ka. Hindi ganun ka selfish si Lord. Ang sarap na ng buhay niya sa heaven eh. Pero he went here, he came here. He became like us, a human. And He died for us. So sobrang pagmamahal niya sa'yo. Just for you to be saved. Just for you to experience that love. That is why if you're living today for yourself, sobrang selfish naman nun. I encourage you to love God more with everything that you have. And as God loves you in return, He will also teach you how to love others. So that hindi ka lang nabubuhay para mahalin yung sarili mo, pero mahalin mo rin yung ibang tao as how God would love them. So as I close this, I'd like you to have this thought in your mind, even pag-uwi mo. As we understand how God loves us, we will learn how to accept and love ourselves and the others. Kung talagang naiintindihan mo kung gaano ka kamahal ni Lord, maiintindihan mo rin kung paano kanya minahal, kung paano kanya in-accept, at kung paano magmahal ng ibang tao. Amen? Shall we all bow our heads and close our eyes even as we pray? Lord, we thank You, God, for Your love. Lord, we thank You, God, for the never-ending love that You've given us. Lord, even when You died on the cross, Lord, we thank You for it forever changed our lives. Lord, may mga iba sa amin dito, ni hindi na namin matandaan yung dati naming buhay kasi binago mo na kami. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, God, for changing our lives. Hindi namin sinabi na we were born this way, pero Lord, you died so we could born again, so we could be born again in a different manner. For some of us here, maybe you were just invited. Maybe you were just attending, umaten ka dito for several weeks. Pabalik-balik ka dito. But you know in your heart, alam mo sa sarili mo, na hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin kayong relationship ni Jesus. Wala pa rin kayong relationship ni Lord. Paano mo masasabi yun? Pag tinignan mo yung buhay mo, hindi pa rin siya yung napi-please. Pag tinignan mo yung buhay mo, hindi pa rin siya yung Lord. Ikaw pa rin yung nasusunod. So if that is you, ganun yung buhay mo, at gusto mong baguhin ka na ni Lord, gusto mong makita yung fullness ng life mo with God, sinasabi mo, Lord, gusto kong i-accept ka sa buhay ko. Gusto ko ikaw yung maging Diyos. Gusto ko ikaw yung masusunod. At gusto ko, Lord, baguhin mo ako. Gusto ko itang tanggapin as my Lord and Savior. If that is you, nobody will look around. Would you please raise your hands so I could pray for you? Meron ba rito, sinasabi mo, Lord, enough of my life. I don't want to live this life anymore. I want you to be my Lord. And I want you to be my Savior. Would you raise your hand so I could pray for you? Yes, thank you for those hands. If you know that you need to raise your hand, please do so. Do not harden your hearts. God can change you. Hindi pa huli yung lahat. Hindi ito lang yung pangako ni Lord. Kung feeling mo ito na yung hindi pa. God has a lot of things in store for you if you will just allow Him to enter your heart. If you're really serious about that decision, would you please stand up on your feet? Tayo ka. Not to embarrass you, but to acknowledge what God did for you. Lord, tinatanggap kita. At tatayo ako. I don't care what other people would say. All I care is what you will say. If you're really serious about this, and if you're really, really, really serious, I would like to invite you here in front so I could pray for you. If you stood up, kunin mo yung gamit mo, o yung mga kaibigan mo, kuhanin na lang nila yung gamit mo, pero please bring your stuff here and come here in front if you want to say or if you want to accept Jesus in your life as your Lord and Savior. Pwedeng dito pa po sa gitna. Kung hindi ka nagtaas ng kamay, pero alam mo na dapat nandito ka rin sa harap, please do come forward. This is the best decision that you will ever make in your life. Before we pray, I'd like you to look up here for a while. Tingin mo na kayo sa akin. You know, for after 11 years, I accepted God 11 years ago, 2001. Never ako nag-regret na ginawa ko tong decision na to. And God changed me. Everything about me. And is still changing me until today. So now as you accept God, expect changes in your life. Expect God to revolutionize your life this time. Si God na'y magbabago ng buhay mo.